Talking here today with J.C. Christensen of the Audubon Wheelers, who has officially announced she's going to be headed to Iowa Central Community College up in at Fort Dodge to first continue her education and also to play some basketball. And J.C., so much appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on the decision.
Thank you so much.
You and I were just chatting here a little bit ago. This is a weight off of your shoulders. Let's talk about kind of how all of the process started. You've been a fantastic basketball player now for going into your senior year, and people knew who you were as you were coming in as a freshman because you've put in so much time to be a good basketball player. When did the recruiting process start for you? When did you start looking at schools, and when did you have schools start looking at you?
I think recently these last few months heading into my senior season and towards the end of my junior season, I really started to take it serious. I've had a couple of schools reach out and, I haven't really been trying to get recruited by anyone by any means because I wasn't really sure where I wanted to go yet. But Coach Dickerson and Coach Ortmeier reached out at Iowa Central and I said, you know what, I think I want to go on a visit. And it all worked out. Everything was like I thought it would be, like, because I've been on a few visits recently. I've been up to Mount Marty, and I went to BV, and I've even went to some, like, universities, like Iowa State and UNI, and I think the smaller school is what fits my kind of my style of where I want to go.
And I know in the conversation with you, JC, that the education part, what you want to major in, was playing in a huge part in what you were wanting to do and where you were going to go. How much did that play an impact on whether or not you wanted to play basketball at the next level?
So, yeah, originally I have always wanted to be an interior designer. So I've done some research on that, and there's only 4 colleges in the area that offer interior design, like Wayne State College in Wayne, Nebraska, Iowa State University, University of Northern Iowa, and Central Missouri. So looking at those programs, like Iowa State and I'm not really sure about UNI, but you have to be there all 4 years, and that kind of limited like the possibility of playing college ball for me. So I was just looking at all of my options, and I am dead set that I'm going to get my Associate of Liberal Arts at Iowa Central and then transfer to Wayne State College and get my interior design degree.
So, JC, you've played basketball on travel teams for a long time. How much do you love the game, and how much did that help when you realized you could go play 2 years at Iowa Central and then transfer to still get a few more years of playing basketball?
Yeah, so I've played travel ball ever since middle school. I've enjoyed playing, and I just wanted to play just a little bit more, and having that opportunity, I really went for it. So
You mentioned the coaches reached out to you late last season. What schools all got in contact with you, and did that really spark your interest on, yes, I am good enough, I can make this work, I can play somewhere else?
So, yeah, I wasn't really sure about if I was going to be good enough to play at the next level, but I've been watching a lot of film on, like, college basketball for, like, junior colleges, and the very first school that reached out to me was Mount Marty up in Yankton, South Dakota. And I was super excited because nobody had ever reached out to me before. And I went up there, and it was kind of not really on my radar at all at first. And then I kind of went up there, and I was like, well, I'm not sure if this is right for me. But it opened the door, and it made me realize, yeah, maybe I am good enough to play. So I kind of waited for some more opportunities, and I took the right one for me. So
it all worked out. What were some of the things that some of those early coaches that reached out to you told you about your game that helped you gain that confidence?
They were just, they told me, you know, I like your footwork and I like your ability to shoot from 15-footer and pass that. And I've been really focusing on the things that I need to improve on and trying to become more of a dynamic player.
You mentioned you went on several visits. What was it about Iowa Central up there in Fort Dodge that made you feel like that was a place you could see yourself spending the next couple of years?
Well, I was really impressed with, like, the housing and everything. I mean, like, that's not really a big factor, but all of the coaches, they're so, like, warm and welcoming. I got to eat lunch with the team, and that was really awesome for me. I get along with everyone really well. The one thing I was concerned with was that it is in Fort Dodge, and that's kind of a higher crime rate area, but there's a lot of, like, safety and security that goes on in the in the college, and as I felt safe and comfortable, and I thought it was the right place for me. So
I've got to ask, you said you're going into interior design. You mentioned the housing. What were the first thoughts that went through your mind as you went in there? Were you starting to think already about how you would design where you were going to live and what you were going to make it look like?
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah. Yep, I try not to go all out, but, you know, I probably will. It's an apartment-style housing type thing, and, like, even the campus, everything, they're remodeling. I think they got a new president of the college, and they're remodeling a lot of new buildings in the past few years. I know they're remodeling the gym this summer, so that'll be cool to see, yeah. So I'm very much into the architecture of anywhere I go.
JC, early conversations with the Iowa Central coaches, what did they tell you about yourself, your game, that really intrigued you there and made you feel like that was a group of coaches that in a kind of a style of play that fit you?
I've been watching film, and I had about a half an hour call with the head coach about his playing styles and what he was looking for, and he was telling me that he thought I would fit right into their program. He needed somebody that was able to shoot and was able to go down low, and I think that I can maybe fulfill that spot, you know, always keep improving and just see where I can fit in.
Talk about how you feel you fit in and where you feel you can help them. How does your game kind of transition to Iowa Central and to that level? With all the film you've broke down, I have a feeling you got a pretty good idea.
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited. Like I said before, where I score is from the mid-range, and I'm able to put it away 2 feet from the basket, and I've been learning some new techniques against taller players, and, you know, working on my foot speed is going to help me a lot, so.
Is that the biggest area you feel you need to work on for the next level? Where do you feel like you need to improve to play at Iowa Central?
I think I definitely need to get a lot faster, but I think some of my experience in playing year-round travel ball is going to definitely help out in some of that area.
So let's talk about your major, going into interior design. What got you started in that? You said you've always wanted to do that. What is it about that, and how young were you when you realized that that's what you wanted to do?
I think just since, like, the beginning of high school when I started taking it serious. You know, I'm not really sure what got into it. Maybe, like, watching HGTV or something, but I'm very, very fascinated with it, and I've taken some CAD classes, and I definitely have some programs on my computer where I just mess around and just build houses just out of fun, and I know that's what I'm very passionate about.
Any specific things that or thing that you want to do when you graduate with that major, or area of the country you want to be in?
I definitely am leaning towards more of the residential side versus the commercial side. But, you know, I don't know a whole lot about the program, like, as I am in high school. And I feel like once I discover that more, I'm going to have a preference to what exactly.
So if your teammates all ask you to design their room, how are you going to fit that into that busy college schedule?
Oh, yeah. I think interior design is a lot more than just, like, you know, fuzzy pillows and, like, what rug you can match with what, but
yeah,
I think, like, the concept of, like, the size of the room, or, like, the function of how, like, the room flows together, so Yeah, I think they're gonna definitely be like, hey, can you design this for me? Can you like tell me what you know, what color of blanket or what my theme should be or something. Yeah.
Well, that should be a lot of fun. I know you're going to enjoy it. So I've got to ask this question. You mentioned that you were going to Wayne State. Is basketball going to be in the future? If say you have 2 great years at Iowa Central and somebody that doesn't offer the interior design, is basketball still a possibility for you in 2 years, do you think?
I think interior design is where I'm going to go. But if Wayne State has an opportunity for me, I think I'm going to take it for basketball.
Last question then. Coming into your senior season, you guys projected to be really good this year with you and Aaliyah Hermanson kind of leading the way, two outstanding players. What's your goals for your senior year? We'll start team-wise and then individually for yourself as well.
I think for the team, we definitely want to have a deeper season run. I know we're like limited on team numbers this year, and that's going to be a little bit of a challenge for us, but I think throughout multiple teams, I think people are lacking in players too. So I think we want to get at least top 3 in the WIC is another goal for us. I know Trainer and Underwood are going to be good contesters for us. And yeah, I think for my individual, I don't really like to talk about stats, but you know, I do. One of my childhood goals is to get 1,000 points, and I think that's in the cards this year. I guess I want to leave the Audubon basketball program not just like known for like what I've done with like the stats wise, and like I want to be known as like a hard worker and somebody that will lend out a helping hand. So something like that is important to me.
Well, I tell you what, you're going to leave a great legacy there down at Audubon. You've been a fantastic player your first 3 years. Can't imagine anything different in your senior year. You're going to be in the record books for a long, long time. So congratulations on heading to Iowa Central and making that decision and committing, and appreciate all of your time here today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You bet. Again, JC Christensen again with the Audubon Wheelers. Again, she will head to Iowa Central Community College to continue her basketball and education career.